Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Today we'll address communing with the saints and departing from evil.
Satan's host the same. Against you God has said, the gates of hell shall not prevail. Soldiers, this the mighty call, hold fast and gird your armor on, for soon you'll shout the victor's song, your foes defeat.
As Christians, we are to be on the move for the Lord. We're in the Lord's army, and we're on the battlefield. We do not retreat. He has not sounded the retreat. We are to flee youthful lust, but we are to fight the good fight of faith, as we'll see later on as we look at our devotional alphabets. The Christian is to commune with the saints. In 1 Corinthians 11:26, for as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Now, as Christians, we gather at the Lord's table, and this is for Christians. And this tells something about our relationship, our fellowship with the Lord, a time that we have self-examination. If there's sin, if there are things that need to be fixed, get them fixed. Get them right. Confess. Forsake those sins. Often I think about the blessing of being able to confess and forsake sin. That as Christians, as the Holy Spirit of God indwells us, the Lord has made it so that when we do offend Him, we can make things right. When we offend others, when we offend the brethren, the brothers and sisters in the Lord, we can make things right. It would be a terrible thing not to be able to get rid of sin, even though we know that we'll never have to face our sins again as Christians. It's a blessed thing to know that you can make things right between you and the Lord. And there's a time that we can show that we are in fellowship with the Lord when we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, showing that we are in the right relationship with the Lord. Also, we are to be departing from evil. It says, so as we're on the march, as we're communing with the Lord, be departing from evil. I think of Job. He eschewed evil. Whenever he came in contact with evil, he turned from it. Psalm 34:14, depart from evil and do good. Now, he does not tell us to depart from evil and stop at that point, because you leave a vacuum. And there is no such thing as a true vacuum. When something goes out, something replaces that which was removed. Pour the water out of a bottle, then air replaces the space which the water occupied. And when you get rid of a evil habit, you need to take up something that's going to replace the energy, the effort that filled that part of the life. And so what did the scriptures instruct us to do? Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. So rather than pursuing evil, seek peace. Put forth much effort for the cause of Christ. Blessed are the peacemakers. Psalm 37:27 says, depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. Proverbs 3:7, be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. These are instructions from the Lord. Do not remain equidistant to sin. Be ever widening the gap between you and that which once held you captive, that which once defiled and ruined your life and the lives of others. Be ever putting it far from you. We are in the world, but we're not of it. Just think of this now. The Holy Son of God came into this sinful world. He became sin for us, and he never, ever sinned. Handling sin as he did, and he never, ever sinned. So we have this record. We have this hope in him, the record to which we turn to see how our Lord handled sin. Sin was all around him. He never sinned. We don't have to sin, and sin doesn't have to have dominion over us. We don't have to be a slave to sin. Do not listen to the lie of when someone is trying to make an excuse and say, well, you know, nobody's perfect. Should that be an excuse? Should you find consolation in this? No, that's not to be our standard. We're to ever be departing from evil, confessing, forsaking, seeking to ever fight the fight of truth. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.